Welcome, everyone, to the Within the Margin podcast, where we speak with authors and more about their books, their inspirations, and all the wonderful details in life. Today, we are speaking with Alyssa Schwartz. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much. I am very happy to be here. It's great to meet you.
Perfect. Thank you so much. I'm excited to talk to you. Reading your book, I'm excited to get into it. But we'd like to always start off, what makes Alyssa Alyssa?
Okay. That's a great question. I, you know, there's a lot of adjectives: kind, caring, determined, hardworking. But I think above all of those, really what makes me is my upbringing, my parents. So I had two amazing, loving parents, and they instilled in me from a young age, since I could remember, unconditional love. They will always be there for me. Part of the, you know, my book, you can see the stuff coming out. And it's what's on the inside that counts, not the outside. That's what really matters. And the golden rule. So do unto others as you want them to do unto you. So that's, I think, what makes me me. And I show that every day. I have a zest for life too. Bubbly. But yeah.
Oh yeah. We can slightly tell. Can you tell? So as obviously with an upbringing that with that unconditional love, I know that, you know, you probably had a lot of moments of like this, but when did you decide that? So your book is this Day I Hold Dear.
Yes.
And so when did you decide that this book had to be written?
Okay. So when I was young, I entered a young authors competition and I won. So I had a dream to always write a children's book. It's always been the back of my mind. I love caring for people too. So I went on, I became a physician associate, caring for people. And then it wasn't until I had my three boys that it organically just happened. And I came up with the idea. Actually, I was pregnant. And the countless times people came to me and said, you know, be in the moment. You know, this is going to go by fast. They're going to, before you know it, they're gone. They're out of the house. They're out of the nest. Another reference to my book of being in the nest. So that really just sparked, they were the three boys, all 19 months apart, sparked my inspiration to write this book. Yeah.
Wonderful. Well, I can relate. I have a 6'4" and 2-year-old. And so when I swear these kids, they come and they change your life. And they basically caused me to do a massive career change. So I can completely see that. Three boys, that is.
I know, right? Hold on. Yes. And I'm a very girly girl. So having three boys is, you know, yes, they're into all the boy stuff.
Yep, there you go. That's perfect. So what, I love that word you mentioned earlier about unconditional love.
Yes.
So why? I want to hear, I know that our listeners want to hear, what does that mean? What is that in your words? How does that portray in actions?
Yes. So, you know, it doesn't really matter what your child does. It doesn't mean they can, you know, if they're misbehaving and that type of thing, you correct that behavior. But regardless, they still know at the end of that lesson or at the end of the day that you love them and you will be there. You will pick up the pieces no matter what. And there's no question. And you just let them know by your actions, you know, when you tuck them in at night, when you give them a kiss, when you just give them a hug, all of those things to tell them, you know, some verbally, some non-verbally.
Oh, yes. Well, it's funny how I even get to, even with young kids, I can already tell it's amazing how, you know, the same two people can make three massively different children. We haven't talked about our kids yet. So again, we could probably go on a tangent for that one, but it's crazy how you can make and being able to blossom them to being their own, like, you know, being that love of like, I remember like when you were young, when I was younger before kids, I was like, hey, like you had all these, like maybe they'll do sports. I couldn't care. I'm like, I just want seeing that smile on their face, seeing that and that feeling that they know that you love them.
Yeah.
I didn't realize how rewarding that would be.
It is. It's very rewarding. Yes. It's like unlike any other experience.
Oh, it is. it was like, you mentioned your parents and you mentioned unconditional love. And we, as adults, bring so much into our lives. You know, we remember so much about our childhoods, and there's these moments. What about those moments with your parents really bring out that unconditional love?
Yes. So, you know, just when you're growing up, there are bumps in the road. You know, it's hard to grow up as a kid. You know, certain things to you seem very big. They're big deals. As a parent, you understand that those are pretty small deals in the scheme of life. But regardless of that, you know, as the child, you don't know that. But your parents to be there for you and to pick you up and to say, it's going to be okay. And what do you need? And I love you. I felt that. And I have a brother too. We felt that growing up. Just, you know, we will be there. What do you need from us? And mostly just the love, you know?
Exactly. You can, there is nothing I have. No, there's no toy we've purchased. There's nothing that replaces that feeling of like when you know your kid feels the love.
Yes.
Like,
exactly.
It is just, so how old are your kids right now?
So they are seven, 9, and 10. I can't keep track. They're, like I say, they grow too fast. My 9-year-old just had a birthday in my defense. So
hey, that's, we will let her, I think she'll let you off with a warning this time.
Oh yes.
Well, I have it. We have all of our, we're about to enter our birthday months where it's like all of our birthdays are in May, June, and July. Yes. And so all the kids, they all have the birthdays and, you know, they start changing ages and you're just like, what, whose birthday is it?
Right. It's hard. And they're like, they're 19 months apart. And you know, yes. Next day I'm like, oh, wait a minute. Oh, you are the next age. So.
That's so great. So where, I loved your approach with the book. So kind of tell about your inspiration of like why you made, it has this, I should have thought of a better word before we started this, but it has such a softness to it and it has, you can feel the love in the book. How did you, what went to you to really develop, what went through the process of developing the book?
Yes. You know, honestly, when I had the boys and I do a lot of my writing in quiet spots, you know, so in bed, and it comes to me and I just write it down quickly. So, you know, just throughout the day when it's, you're peaceful, even when they're little, when they're napping and they're with you, certain moments that I don't want to forget their, and my boys actually call it a snuggle. So when I say, you know, your hug, kiss, snuggle and rest, that was their thing. They wanted the rest, the snuggle. So I use some of their little tag names and their little phrases to put in the book. So that is how I came up with each piece is a part of them and, you know, a part of most parents who are, you know, is when they're raising children and they have all these little special moments that are, they seem very small, but when you look back, those are the big moments. They're not just ordinary. They're pretty extraordinary, even though they're so small.
That's it literally, this conversation can hit a spot with me because it's, even with my young kids, you've realized that even, you know, 2 or 3 years ago, all of a sudden, like I'll be talking with my wife and someone will bring up something and we'll be like, oh yeah. And we realize that like those moments and like our, as when we're with our kids, all these various moments have been existing and it's just, and there are such beautiful moments. They're like, and there's things that like, there's a, you know, they go through these little phases and they do things and I don't know, it just hits your soul. And it's great that you write those down because in the hustle bustle of life, it's, you know, being parents, it's so hard to like, you know, capture those moments. And I love how you capture that into your book.
Thank you. Thank you. I tried. I really wanted it to be, you know, just all encompassing, all of these moments together at the same time. It starts, you know, it's almost like the start of their day. You know, you go through the day and through the day, you know, at the end of the day, you've given your all, you know, but you still want to let them know you're going to be there if they fall, you know? Yeah. And, yeah. And so progression of the time and the tuck-ins and then, you know, there's always going to, you know, we got to make memories tomorrow too. So, yeah.
Exactly. Cause I even know like throughout the whole day, you know, you're making sure you spend that time with them, you know, and we all have different schedules. Like, you know, there are people who you work, you know, second shift, there's people who work long hours, and there's so many, we're all so, you know, as parents, we can get pretty wrapped up into our lives, but that being intentional about, you know, finding those moments to be there for them and to love them. You know, there are days where, you know, I put my son down to bed and he's like, book. And I'm like, oh, buddy. But you go read the book. And, you know, because, you know, you've read a book every single night and you want to, like, you just want to go to bed.
Right. You're tired. I mean, as parents, we're tired. And so, yes, those are, you know, that's also another reason, just gentle reminders to parents. It's, I mean, it's a love letter to our children, the book, but it's also gentle reminders that, you know, we are tired, but at the same time, you want to let them know. So they go to bed thinking how much they're loved, you know, even if it's just a, you know, even if you are, if you're too tired to read the book, you know, just giving them a hug and a kiss, just a little tuck in, you know.
Oh, definitely. So do you have any other, I love how you said you use writing to, you know, to document your, that time. So why do you think it's so, and I can, when you said mention that in your quiet space, I can only imagine with three boys, it is maybe slightly difficult to find that quiet space. How do you find yourself being intentional about that?
Yes. It's gotten easier, I will say, as they've gotten older, you know, so, during the day, you know, certain times I try to set time apart from that. But yeah, I, another place too, in my car, I'm in my car a lot, you know, at this age, they are in soccer and sports, and it's, you know, it's like the, it's the back and forth. And that time, if I just turn my radio off, I find a lot of good things come to me. Just, you know, I'm still doing something. I'm going to pick them up, you know, but I think that's, for me, that's a really great, you know, two birds with one stone.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
You mentioned that. I've realized that recently I have been, cause I, you know, starting a company and, you know, having three young kids, it's really hard. You don't find that much time. Turning the radio off, no podcast. Like when you just turn everything off just for have a little silence and reflection, even if it's the 10-minute drive to somewhere, that is such a, it's been weirdly nice because that is a great moment to, you know, be reflective. I it's funny how you also do that. That's all.
Yes. It's great. It really is great. Yes. All you have to do is just, you know, sometimes it helps to turn the volume down when you get home so that when you get in there, it's automatically, it's down. And then just, you just don't turn it back up. And yeah. It lets you think, your imagination can take you places. And
that's so wonderful. So for the parents who you might find themselves struggling with, you know, they're tired, there's so much going on, they're busy, they couldn't imagine fitting time for themselves within the day. What would be your advice to them to begin to start finding these intentional moments?
Yes. So I understand having, it's, you know, the time we get, especially when the kids are small and we're busy parents, we're working, you know, going to jobs, coming home, that type of thing. There's all a bunch of demands, you know, as a parent, it's not, you know, there's a lot of things. I would say, honestly, just start out small. 5 minutes probably seems like too much sometimes even. So just a hug and I love you. Just, or sitting on the sofa for 2 minutes, just together. 2 minutes is not a long time. Just ask about their day, you know, or if they're little, snuggle them. 2 minutes will seem like a long time, you know, to them. So that's where I would start. And then when you can work up to have a little bit more time and, you know, if tuck-ins are a little bit hard to do, you know, if it's, it takes too much time, you know, same thing, just a small tuck-in or, you know, if you could do a little storybook. But as, my mom, one of her wonderful pieces of advice, to me, and my brother was that when we had kids, the best time to get information and talk to your kids and really bond with them, they open up, especially when they're teenagers, is when they go to bed at night. So go in their room. I mean, I still talk all my children in, my 10-year-old, you know, and they're kind of, they're peaceful and they're in bed and just ask about their day or is there anything you want to tell me about? And, that is especially for boys. you know, that is sometimes they have a hard time wanting to open up. So that's maybe when they're a little bit older, but even when they're young, just how was your day? Very simple.
I'm not sure if you have this experience, but I have a girl, 6-year-old, boy, 4-year-old, and a girl, 2-year-old. My 4-year-old boy, it will be, hey, all day. Hey, how's it going? Fine. Hey, how's it going? Good. You tuck that kid to bed. It is, Dad, for breakfast this morning, I had this.
Yes, I'm telling you, they love, it's the nighttime that they just open up. It's like that's when they love to share. So I absolutely wholeheartedly think that's the best time, you know, if they ever pick a moment.
Well, it's funny. It's a lot of times those moments, I always kind of look at it as like, he just doesn't want to go to, sometimes there's like, he just doesn't want to go to bed. He just wants to talk my ear off. But also that might be a moment where that's when he does, hey, I will take my kid talking to me any day of the week. Like just, especially those moments of opening up. If that's the time they want to do it, I know you got to be intentional about it because there's probably nothing more you want to do than just, it's, you know, for me, if I'm putting my kids to bed by myself, it takes about 45 minutes to an hour. I am highly inefficient. And I, at that hour marker, I really just want to close the door. The idea of like, okay, no, I'm going to go snuggle in his bed and, you know, we'll talk it out for a little bit. And that is a great, like, it's a finding those moments where you find they're most receptive. Like, I do, like, I love that. Oh. With 3 boys, do you find that you have to connect with them differently, or do you find that they are like kind of similar?
They're all different. And back to your point, when you said, okay, they're, you know, my wife and I, you know, so my husband and I, we, the same people, and we made 3 separate little humans. They are very different from one another. So yeah, their quality time together looks different. The way we bond, the way they share information, and actually kind of like their love languages, they're all different.
And I think it's fun to find those moments where finding those nuances of your children and saying like, you know, this one like this, you know, you don't, again, no one's saying to cater to every women need that they ever need. But like, I think I like how the world's working to where we are kind of handling better the emotional parts of our children and really dialing into, you know, making them feel loved. Cause that's really the goal. I feel like when it go with parenting, having your kids feel unconditional love, I think that is, you've pinpointed, that is the goal.
Absolutely. Yes. That is like what I want to pass on. So I feel grateful that I had that, you know, so I'm hoping to inspire others to do the same thing because it's a wonderful thing.
And you think about the changes that makes, like, you know, with your parents passing that on to you and your brother, and then you passing that on to your kids, and then, you know, then they might have families of their own. And then you watch how the actions of your parents, how they raised you and your brother, the vast impact that has off of everybody. Like, I think that's such a great gift to give to the world.
Thank you. Yes, I agree. It's, you know, how they say one tiny little, you know, action, and it has a ripple effect everywhere. And you can see how just, you know, an act of kindness, you know, we talk about acts of kindness and how it just affects this person, and people you don't know could be somewhere far, far away. So yeah, I agree, for generations too, when you are talking about unconditional love.
So how do you, you know, I know how easy it is to give that from, you know, from a parent to a child, you know, it comes up so naturally. And I might, as a person with young kids, I'm looking for advice here from you. Yes. So we're just talking me and you here. So when I know that when it comes to my kids, they're starting into that phase where they fight over everything. It's a battle now. Yes. And so the 2-year-old has decided she's going to take over the house as well. So what would you say, how do you instill that towards each other? Like, you know, when it comes to them going, like, you know, as brothers, how do you find yourself trying to instill that within them?
Yes, I love this. So we have this conversation a lot, you know, because siblings are, they're learning how to, you know, they, even though they've grown up together, to interact with each other. But yes, so, you know, the golden rule. I was just talking to him about this. We talk about this all the time. Like, do unto others as you want them to do unto you. You know, I mean, you know, it is. And, you know, sometimes when they're young, it's very easy. I mean, the ages mine are, they're very influenced by their friends, you know, and it's very easy to have best friends and, you know, you treat your best friends. But sometimes when you're the siblings, you're the brother, you know, sometimes you don't get as much courtesy. So yeah, so I'm trying to teach them. That's one of the other things I was, you know, taught as well from my mom is do unto others as you want them to do unto you. So yeah. So I'm still working on it. Yeah. Yeah.
But it's, yeah, because we're in that phase, like, you know, we're actually, because actually at the house, I'm actually currently at a friend's house. And there are, and their kids are, our kids are like best friends. They will go all day without, like, if they're all, they, because they also have a 6, 4 and 2 year old. And so they'll go all day with their friends, not fight a lick. All of a sudden we get home by ourselves and they are just going at each other. I'm like, what happened?
Yes. You know, it's very interesting. So the bottom line is they're comfortable with us and they know if you teach them and you show them that unconditional love, so they're going to be there. They can act up and they know that you show them that you're going to be there for them. So I've always find that fascinating that, you know, they can behave for someone else. And then if they come to you and if they're not behaving or at the end of the day, you know, they're great at school. And if they just crumple when they get home, you know, it's not because they don't love you. It's because they know that you're a safe place to fall.
Oh, yeah, that's funny. Can you mention that? Because there's so many, I'm noticing with my kids, or I could talk about my kids for, no one wants that. But there's so many different things that even with your kids, things that you're picking up on. Like my kids have the same, they're different, but they have their own nuances. Like my 6-year-old at the end of school, my 6-year-old's super smart. She goes hard all day. When she gets home, she needs 30 minutes to do literally nothing. She just needs to like veg. And then she's good. And she picks back up because we realized when we weren't trying to give her that, she just was exhausted. And so finding those ways of setting your kid up for success based off of, you know, who they were created to be, like, you know, that's them. And just being able to nurture that. I'm not sure if you've had this experience, but when my son's also in they all do gymnastics and you'll watch the coach and my son is sitting there. He is proper. He is sitting there for like, he can sit there for 5 minutes. And I'm like, whose child is this?
I'm telling you that article that I read, it's true. For somebody else, they behave perfectly. So that's funny. I think we, as parents, I love this conversation because you and I are having, because this is something we have. I have with my friends on probably a weekly basis. You know, I mean, they're so similar. They're all of our kids are separate, you know, and they're all individual and they have their own little things. But I love that overall, this is parenthood. We're in it.
Welcome to the party. Oh, that's so wonderful.
This is fun. I'm having a great time.
Well, I thoroughly enjoyed our conversation today. This day I hold dear is going, we're so excited to bring it on the Daydreaming Network. How can people connect with you and how people can, obviously purchase your book?
Yeah. So I have a website. It's www.authoralyssaschwartz.com. You know, Alyssa spelled with the E and the L's and the S's. To purchase the book, it goes live April 16th at Barnes & Noble and Amazon. And there's an ebook available currently. And there'll be a paperback and a hardcover too. So lots of options available.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Yes. Thank you for having me. This has been wonderful.
Perfect. Thank you.